This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. I'm so sad. This second, I'm opening the show and I looked down at my phone and I checked in on the New York Post, which is one of my favorite newspapers going back, 35 years ago. I left New York, and I always loved the New York Post, and I still check in all the time. And the former conservative New York Senator, James Buckley, dies at 100 years old. He just died today. And I got it, that lets me open the show very different the way I plan to open the show, just to give you some background on my life. I've been a conservative since the age of 3 in 1964, I handed out literature for Barry Goldwater in my father's arms. My father had answered an ad in the newspaper in 1962. He was a butcher, and he answered an ad in the newspaper, come to the first ever meeting of the founding of the New York State Conservative Party, and you can become one of the leaders. And we're going to take out the liberal rhino Republicans. They had that word rhino back then. And my dad couldn't stand Jacob Javits, the Republican senator of New York. He couldn't stand Nelson Rockefeller, the Republican governor of New York, both of whom were really liberal. By today's standards, they'd be extreme liberal Democrats. But in those days, they were liberal Republicans, and they had the R after their name. And my dad wanted to get rid of them. And another one, who's the commissioner of the NFL? Roger Goodell, right? His father was United States Senator Goodell, a liberal Republican senator of New York. And my dad's conservative party ran James Buckley as a conservative against the Republican incumbent and the Democrat, and the conservative won in New York State. I don't know how that miracle happened. I don't really get it, because if anything, you'd think the conservative would split the vote with the Republican and the Democrat would get in. But somehow the conservative got in New York State, which in the 70s was ultra-liberal. I believe he was elected U.S. Senator in 1970, and I was 9 years old. And I remember campaigning day and night for James Buckley, and I remember meeting him that night. I think it was in New York City. We went to Manhattan to the victory party. We didn't think it was going to be a victory party, but it turned into an amazing victory party. We couldn't believe it. He was a United States Senator. There's never been a third-party U.S. Senator in the history of New York. Never been a conservative. And he just died today. New York Senator and conservative beacon, James Buckley, dies at 100 years old today. Yep, elected to the U.S. Senate in 1970. All right. So I dedicate this show to James Buckley, man. I was 9 years old when you became a U.S. Senator. Hope you're looking down from heaven, because there's never been a guy on TV who's more conservative than Wayne Allen Root and represents conservatives like I do. Right at this moment, just to give you a warning, it's thundering and lightning like crazy in Las Vegas. Very rare that we have storms of any kind that are serious, but the U.S. Weather Service is telling me on my phone this is a life-threatening storm. Do not go outside. Do not drive. Do not go anywhere, because your life will be in danger. Massive flooding alert. So, we could go off the air sometime in the next hour, depending on how the internet holds up and our connections with Dallas and with Lindell TV hold up, which Lindell's in one part of the country and USA Audio's in Dallas, another part of the country, and I'm in Las Vegas. So if something goes wrong, all it means is that we had a bad storm here and maybe the electricity or the internet goes out. And that storm, by the way, is the outskirts of Hurricane Hillary, I guess, which is coming in here tomorrow night, Saturday night, and all day Sunday and part of Monday. We're supposed to get torrential rain and terrible wind and it's going to be minor compared to Southern California. They're getting a direct hit of a tropical storm skirting hurricane status for the first time in 100 years. There's never been a direct hit by a tropical storm, let alone a hurricane, on Southern California. And this one is dead aimed at Los Angeles. And then from there, the outer bands are slicing into Las Vegas. And we're supposed to get a really messy weekend. So we'll see what happens. But this must be the outskirts of it. And it's really thundering and raining outside. And it's called Hillary. So, you know about Hillary, you know? She blows the house down. Here's the deal. I want to read you my commentary that I wrote that I think all of you will appreciate, because I think every conservative out there knows what happened in Maui is really bad and doesn't make sense. It's not just about a wildfire. So here it is. What just happened in Maui proves America is being destroyed and abandoned by Biden and the Democrats. I wrote this at 5 o'clock this morning. Got up early to make sure it got done. What just happened in Maui is not normal. Something is very, very wrong with the Maui wildfire story. More on that in a moment, but first let's start with a disturbing pattern that bodes disaster for America. Biden and Democrats are destroying America and abandoning the American people. Three of the most disgraceful disasters in U.S. history have occurred on Biden's watch. And it's not the disaster that matters, it's the aftermath. One is possible, two seems very unlikely and improbable. Three is a pattern. This is all about Biden. It's a pattern. And of course, Biden is all about Obama, who's the real president of the United States. First, Biden abandoned Afghanistan in the worst cowardly retreat in American military history. He pulled out the military before the people, which led to the disaster. 13 soldiers were killed in a suicide bombing. Thousands of American citizens were left behind. Biden also abandoned our wonderful military dogs on the airport tarmac to die. They either burned to death in the 120-degree sun, left in a cage with no water and no food, or they starved to death, or they were shot dead by the Taliban. Can you imagine? Beautiful, beautiful dogs all left on a tarmac in cages while we said goodbye and left. Just left them, abandoned them. Finally, Biden abandoned $85 billion in military equipment as well, paid for by the taxpayers, by you. Does any of this seem normal to you? What kind of American would do this to our military heroes and our American citizens and our American military dogs? Or any dog. I wouldn't treat any dog that way. Then Biden abandoned East Palestine, Ohio, after the worst train derailment and environmental disaster, perhaps, in U.S. history. FEMA did nothing for the people of East Palestine. Ohio citizens have been left behind to die from poisoned water, soil, and air. I thought it was because they were white, rural, conservative Trump voters and Biden did not care about them. He treated them like dirt. He abandoned them just like Afghanistan. But after what just happened in Maui, I now believe Biden and the Democrats leave everyone behind in a disaster. They don't care if you're white or black or Asian or Republican or Democrat. It's every man and woman and child for themselves with these people in charge. Government will abandon you when you need them most in a disaster or an emergency or a crisis. Maui proves that. The people of Maui have now been abandoned. Keep in mind, Hawaiians vote almost 100% Democrat. Biden doesn't care. He just sits on the beach in Delaware, mumbling to himself. He gives billions to Ukraine and billions to illegal alien invaders, and now to the Brazilian rainforest, too. But for suffering American citizens, he couldn't care less. They're lucky to get crumbs. He can't spare a dime. Either nothing matters to heartless Biden, or he has a hatred for Americans. Or his real boss, Obama, has the hatred for Americans, and I believe that. Now to the actual Maui story. Because what happened in Maui was not normal. Something is rotten in Maui. I know a thing or two about wildfires. I lived for 13 and a half years in Malibu, California, the most fire-prone place on earth. In all the world, it's the most fire-prone piece of land. And I lived through many wildfires. Two of them almost burned my home to the ground. Hundreds of homes were lost in each one of those fires in Malibu. And after I moved to Las Vegas, my old Malibu home was burned to the ground. How do you like that? I was pretty smart for getting out of there. Here's what I experienced each time there was a wildfire in Malibu. The fire department parked trucks on every block in the path of the fire to defend homes. Police and firemen went door to door to warn us to leave immediately. Police helicopters flew overhead with loudspeakers warning us to leave now or you will die. Literally, they said that. Get out now or you will die. Jumbo jets dropped fire retardant on the fire. Helicopters scooped water from the ocean and dropped it on the fire. Police directed traffic and made sure everyone got away from the fire fast and as far away as you could. None of this happened in Maui. Keep in mind, Hawaii is run 100% by Democrats. The people were abandoned and left to fend for themselves. Government did nothing for them, either before, during, or after the fire. Typical of Democrats, right? They never do anything for anybody. First, Maui has a warning siren system. The clueless disaster official never turned on the sirens. So no one knew a massive fire was coming. That incompetent fool just resigned. I've been talking about this for days. I was right. He resigned. Second, no police or fire went door to door. There were no helicopters with loudspeakers warning neighborhoods to evacuate. Not one victim has mentioned anyone warning them to get out, ever. No one told them a thing. They kept them in the dark like mushrooms. Third, the water didn't work. A liberal, woke, environmentalist water official would not release water to Maui until it was too late. To him, water was more precious than the lives of human beings. Homeowners turned on their hoses, and no water came out. I'll continue this story. We'll go to a break. I'll continue it on the other side. You have to hear the rest of the story, how bad Biden, Democrats, local, state, and federal are. These are evil people, and these are incompetent people, and I believe they hate Americans. All right, speaking of someone who loves Americans, the polar opposite, Mike Lindell, this whole show is sponsored by Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. Use the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T, my last name, to unlock all the great discounts and all the great sale prices and all the greatest sales of the century at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code ROOT at MyPillow.com, the lowest pillow prices ever. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the great Mike Lindell and MyPillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I am a man of solutions. And I've got the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. What do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins from your cells and remove them forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social...
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Babylon Bee, they're really funny, you know? I gotta tell you, they've got some of the funniest lines ever. Deaths caused by Hurricane Hillary to be labeled suicides. That's absolutely hilarious. And then here's another great one. California achieves the world's first crime rate of zero after legalizing all crime. And then here's Joe Biden. Joe Biden says, anyone struggling to buy a home should just try setting up 20 shell companies to launder money from China through their son. That's funny. And finally, Georgia indicts millions of voters for conspiring to elect Trump. Georgia's going to indict voters now. Wayne Root should be indicted because I voted for Trump. These people are sick in the head, sick in the head. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Energized Health. And let me tell you something. Forget about sick. How about healthy? This thing has made me so healthy. I love Energized Health. Thank you, Energized Health. You're fantastic. Listen, I lost about 25 pounds of fat. It's not a weight loss program. It's a fat loss program. And I haven't lost weight. I've lost fat. And I gained about 10 pounds of muscle in the first 88 days on this program. And now it's been 3 years. And I look and feel the best of my life. And by the way, executive producer Andrew Paul had the same results. He looks like a marathon runner, yet he lost 38 pounds of fat. Amazing. And as a bonus for me, this program made me look younger at the age of 62 than I looked 12 years ago at the age of 50. This is my personal fountain of youth. And so you should get in on the act. Here's your chance to be like Wayne. Energized Health can change your life and supercharge your health just like it did for me. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the WAR 40% off action discount. 40% off. Just say WAR when you go to energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com or call 888-444-8895. 888-444-8895. Now let me finish my commentary, which is titled What Just Happened in Maui Proves America's Being Destroyed and Abandoned by Biden and the Democrats. So I started with, first of all, let me recap. First of all, the first thing was
that Maui has a warning siren system, and no siren ever went off, so no one knew there was a fire coming, and the incompetent fool in charge just resigned. So I was right. Number two, no police or fire went door to door. How do I know I wasn't there? Well, because not one victim has mentioned anyone warning them, that none of them had any warning. Third, the water didn't work. A single liberal, woke, environmental, clueless moron was in charge of releasing water to Maui, and he waited until it was too late. It took him the whole day to convince him to release some water because he thinks water is sacred. Fourth, the police put up roadblocks that confused fleeing residents. Police herded them all onto one narrow street in Lahaina. It's called Front Street. And it was a death trap, and a long line of traffic backed up as a wall of fire approached. Those people, children, and dogs all burned to death in their cars. Fifth, some of the lucky ones abandoned their cars and jumped in the ocean. They treaded water for hours till help arrived. Why? Where was the U.S. Navy? Where were police boats to rescue them? You never heard of a police boat? You're on an island on the ocean. You don't have police boats? Since the worst wildfire in modern history has been actually over, the Biden administration has done virtually nothing for the people of Maui. Witnesses say no help has arrived. Where's FEMA? Witnesses say at donation sites for the victims, there are no federal, state, or county personnel, just citizen volunteers. Just like Afghanistan and East Palestine, Biden and Democrat politicians and bureaucrats have abandoned the American people. This fire started out of nowhere and became the fastest in history. No one's ever seen something move at this speed. Perhaps liberal environmental terrorists started the fire to make the case for climate change. Perhaps Hawaii's liberal government bureaucrats were too obsessed with environmental propaganda to clear the brush. Perhaps Democrat politicians were too obsessed with diversity, equity, social justice, and critical race theory training to prepare for disaster. Something just doesn't smell right. And by the way, the book came out about the Maui wildfire on August 10th. The fire started on August 8th. I've written 16 books, and about 10 of them were national bestsellers. I'm one of the most prolific authors in America. There's no such thing as writing a book about a fire in 2 days and getting it up at Amazon. You can't do it. It's impossible. This had to be pre-planned. Something smells rotten in Maui. The story's rancid. I know this. Democrat politicians and bureaucrats in Hawaii, Washington, D.C., and in particular the Biden administration, are either incompetent beyond anyone's imagination, or heartless, indifferent bureaucrats, or they hate the American people, and I believe it's a combination of all three. I'm Wayne Allyn. We'll be right back on Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered on the Lizelle TV and USA Audio, RootForAmerica.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA News Update. At Camp David right now, President Biden hosting the leaders of Japan and South Korea for talks about China.
Our countries are stronger and the world will be safer as we stand together.
Hurricane Hillary churning and is expected to hit Southern California. Storm prep underway in the San Diego area. To Maui now, where there's been a resignation related to the massive wildfire.
The top Maui emergency management official who didn't sound warning sirens as wild wildfires swept across the island, has resigned. He stepped down the day after defending his decision not to activate the sirens. He said he feared coastal residents would have fled inland toward the flames. I'm Corey Myers.
More than 1,000 residents and tourists still unaccounted for this Friday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2 month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
On fire. By the way, I want to thank Lee Elsie, as always, for guest hosting in hour number one. Thank you, Lee. Always appreciated. My guest host with the mostest. I want to thank my sponsor of this segment of the show. I also want to make my screen darker because it's blaring in my eyes. Hold on a second. There we go. I got a computer screen. I look up all the latest news, and it's just smashing me in the face, bright white. But Spike Warrior is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and it's because I am a man who loves solutions. Anyone can complain, but not anyone has solutions. My number one best-selling books about boycotts and boycotts sound like I was going to say cold cuts. Boycotts and boycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, what's your solution if I've already taken the vaccine, Wayne? That's the solution I need, because I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. Patent pending no covidium from spikewarrior.com. Best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins from your cells and remove them forever naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. This amazing product, no-covidium, turns your body into a spike protein eating machine. I think back to the 1970s when I was a kid and I was playing Pac-Man. You become like Pac-Man, eating spike proteins. I love it. You become a spike protein eating monster. Go to spikewarrior.com right now, spikewarrior.com, and the promo code is WAR, and you get two for the price of one, two bottles for the price of one. Give one to somebody you love, the gift of health, spikewarrior.com. And then I've always got to read the disclaimer. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. I always like to say neither is the Food and Drug Administration or the CDC or the AMA, for that matter, or the WHO. They're not intended to ever cure any disease, treat any disease. They're just intended to make you sicker so they make more money. All right, our guest is Ben Berkwin, who's been on here many times. We love Ben. He's the host of Law & Border on Real America's Voice Network. My show's on Real America's Voice Network tomorrow at 9 a.m. West Coast time, noon East Coast time, America's Top 10 Countdown. But Ben Berkwin is on my network, Real America's Voice. He's the founder of FrontlineAmerica.com, and he just returned from a two-week trip to Europe, and he wants to tell us what he found. Ben Berkwin, welcome to the show.
Hey, Wayne, it was great to be back with you.
So you were in Europe for 2 weeks. Why did you go there, and where did you go, and what did you find? Pretty simple question.
Yeah, we started off. I started in Sweden. My co-partner in Law & Border, Oscar Blue Ramirez, started in Amsterdam. We ended up linking up in France and then made a trip across Europe. Into Ukraine. The first half of the trip was to cover what's going on with the invasion on into Europe and compare that to what we see on our southern border. And then the second half of the trip was to cover Ukraine and see just if we could get any of the answers to the questions that Americans have about corruption and our dollars being spent. On the first half of that, I just have to say, I mean, some people know this, a lot of people don't. You know, we're very tunnel visioned in America, into America. The other side of what I wanted to do over there was to show the Europeans that, you know, their fight, the conservative Europeans, that we're fighting the same enemy. And that's what we found. In Sweden, you look at a country that was one of the safest countries in the world, now is being ravaged by crime, being ravaged by rapes, almost exclusively by Muslim migrants. And that all goes back to the invitation by the woke left in Europe to the so-called asylum seekers coming from the Middle East. Again, almost exclusively from Muslim countries. And now you have a country in Europe, Sweden, that has the numbers range, but upwards of 10% of their population are now Muslim migrants. And it's having a devastating effect, not just on the crime rates in that country, but also on the country as a whole, the culture. And ultimately, it will end up bankrupting the country. And we're seeing the exact same thing in France. We went there. We were in Paris, as you know, under the Eiffel Tower. I almost got assaulted simply for filming these illegal African migrants who are down there selling their goods. And as I was filming them, showing this black market under the Eiffel Tower, one of them came up and said, "No filming. You can't film us." And I'm like, "Well, in nice terms, I said, screw you. I'm going to film you. You know, you guys are down here. You guys are invading this country." And so that's all happening at the same time that our southern border is being invaded. And while that's all happening and Joe Biden and the left are allowing our country to be invaded, our cultures to be destroyed in the West, in Europe, and in America, we're pumping billions of dollars into Ukraine. So we spent the second half of the trip in Ukraine. And, you know, there's a whole bunch. You go to these places to get answers to the questions, but a lot of times you end up with new questions. And one thing I can say for sure is there is massive corruption in Ukraine, but I think there's probably more corruption in America. I don't trust Putin any more than I trust Biden or Zelensky. But I will say, too, that the people of Ukraine are some of the toughest people on the planet. You know, we're up on the front lines. We were within 4 kilometers of the line of contact. We had missiles striking the town that we were in every day that we were there. In fact, I got a video of one at night that hit danger close. I mean, it's a terrifying place to be. And you think about these families and these children. We were talking to some of the kids and the grandparents there, and it's just a disaster. It's evil. And the overarching umbrella of the story is it's all good versus evil. It's all God versus the devil. Jesus, God does not want war. The devil does want war. And the people that are profiting off of it are supporting the devil. And that's really what we have, no matter where you're at, whether that's our southern border or the front lines in Ukraine.
Ben, you know what my first question comes to mind is, are you married? Do you have a wife?
Yeah, I do. In fact, I was just at...
you have kids?
My wife's pregnant right now. Yeah, we have two and one on the way. I just got an ultrasound. And
how do you do that? How do you do? You know, a lot of journalists are killed every year. A lot of photojournalists, a lot of regular journalists, a lot of cameramen get killed on the front lines of war. And you're on the front lines of the border war. You're on the front lines of the Ukraine war. You're sitting in the middle of a Muslim conflagration in Sweden. I mean, you're taking your life in your hands. I mean, I'm complimenting. You're one brave dude, and I thank you for what you do. But do you ever worry about your safety? You must. Your wife must, right?
Yeah, you know, I've got the best wife. I've been blessed with an amazing wife. And I really, truly believe that God's angel, warring angel armies go before me. And if he sent me somewhere, he sent me with the protection to go there. And so I pray everywhere I go. I was also in Ukraine. We linked up with these Free Burma Rangers, Dave Eubanks, for those that know him. You talk about somebody who's put his life and his family's life. They live in Burma. They're out on the front lines in this battle. They have bombs dropping on them every day. And I kind of, you know, his motto is my motto. If, you know, God protects me and he sends me where he wants me to go. And ultimately, we only have so many days on this earth. We might as well make the most of them. So I want the world, I want our country to be the best country it can be for my kids. And that's why I do what I do.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. And we pray for your safety. But you mentioned now Dave Eubanks. I don't know that name. I don't know who that is. Whose side is he fighting on? Ukraine side or Russia side? I don't even know who he is.
So he's an amazing warrior. He was a former Army Ranger, Army Special Forces. He felt called into missions. He grew up as a missionary. His parents are missionaries overseas. Now he's, for the last 30 years, he's been in Burma, helping the tribal people of Burma fight the dictator there. And just recently, in the last few years, they've taken that fight, that mission out into there in Syria and Iraq. They were there when they helped extinguish ISIS from Mosul. So these guys are some of the most courageous people on the planet. They were there. Actually, we were invited as their guests to join them as their first trip to Ukraine. And basically, it was an exploratory trip to see how their services could be used. They're medics, and so they help on the medic side. But they also bring they bring God's spirit. They bring the Holy Spirit. They bring Christ. And that's really what we need in all of these things. It's whether you're on one side or the other, everybody needs Christ. And so they look at it and say, this is good versus evil, but we don't consider the people that are there evil if they're being led by evil. So, it's an amazing organization. If you want to look them up, it's Free Burma Rangers. I absolutely recommend it. They have a documentary on Prime. It's incredible. These guys are amazing. And so we were there along with them, along with several other special forces outfits, some active duty, some retired. And they were going in, you know, I figure... I trust their judgment. So when they say don't go, we don't go. When they say go, we go. And I'm blessed to be able to do what I do. And like I said, it's all about the next generation.
And what's your conclusion about Ukraine? I mean, personally, I would like us to withdraw all funding, all training troops. I don't want anything to do with that war. It's none of our business. It's not our war. What did you find when you were on the ground there?
Well, from the 30,000 foot view, we basically created this when we went in and helped create the coup in 2014 to normalize natural gas prices. And really, it all goes back to trying to get pressure put on Putin. Everything that we see, all the lives that are being lost on both sides, the Ukrainian side and the Russian side, are simply the leftist, godless, globalist oligarchs trying to get control over Putin and energy. And that's what the whole, if you want to know what Ukraine, the war in Ukraine boils down to,
energy.
Like everything else, it's money and power and energy and in the form of energy. And so that's what it's all about. I absolutely agree with you. And in particular, if we're not going to secure our own country,
right.
Well, we're bankrupt. And I was telling the people of Ukraine, and I had so many people come up to me and say, thank you. We couldn't do this without you. And I had to tell them, like, guys, we're bankrupt. We can't be doing it either. I mean, I hate that.
And Ben, we're going to spend the money. Spend it on our border. Spend all that money putting our troops at our border, building a bigger wall. Crazy. Listen, we got to run, Ben. Ben Berkwam, host of Law and Border, on my other network, Real America's Voice TV network. And he is the founder of Frontline America. And we appreciate all you do. We appreciate your bravery, your courage, and your fight for conservatives and patriots in America. Thank you, Ben. God bless you.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Attention, small business owners.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Listen, major storm hit in California, major storm hit in Las Vegas. We get the remnants, by the way, so it shouldn't be devastating here, but it could be some flooding. And, you know, a lot of people could wind up in trouble in California. So liberal or conservative, I put all that aside. Look how I've cared all week about the people of Maui. That's been the overriding concern of my entire show for this entire week. 3 hours a day, I'll bet I did an hour and a half of each day about Maui and how terrible I felt for the people of Maui and how badly it was being mishandled, how bad the government mishandled it, how the government got a lot of people killed. And I don't care that they're all Democrats. I'm a good person. That's not how Democrats are. They're evil, man. They hate us. They'd like to see us die. I protect everybody. You know, if I was president of the United States, I would consider myself president of every person, not just president of the people that elect me, but everybody. But that's not how Democrats see it. Joe Biden's at war with conservatives, Republicans, patriots, and white people. Joe Biden thinks everyone I just mentioned, oh, and religious people, if you're a Christian, if you're a Catholic, if you are pro-life, he thinks you're the enemy. You're the domestic enemy. You're a domestic terrorist. He wants to destroy you. He wants to put us in jail. Look at this guy, and I met him only once in my life, but I literally met him at an event in Florida. We sat down together and had a drink at the bar, and I talked to him. His name is Enrique Tarrio, and he was the national leader of the Proud Boys, and I wanted to see what made this guy tick, and he's the only guy I've ever sat with in my whole life that could wind up in prison for 33 years. I've never met a person who's in prison for 33 years. I really don't know anyone who's ever been in prison for a year. So the idea that this guy could be sentenced to 33 years in prison, and he wasn't in D.C. on January 6th. Okay, he was arrested 2 days before, and then he made sure he could not enter D.C. So how can you be arrested when you weren't at the rally, you weren't at the peaceful protest? They can't even claim you caused trouble. They want to put him in jail for the DOJ wants him to have a 33-year prison sentence. This poor guy, Enrique Tarrio, what did he ever do to anybody? Proud Boys, he stood up to some vicious Antifa BLM liberals, and he kicked some ass occasionally, and they were fighting him, and he was fighting them, and I hear he always won. And his Proud Boys always won. That's a crime in America? It is when Biden's president. It is when Obama is the real president of the United States. And by the way, my great super fan Dave in Pennsylvania pointed out to me, Wayne, stop saying Obama's the real president of the United States. Biden's the illegitimate president of the United States. That makes Obama the real illegitimate president of the United States. The real president of the United States is Donald J. Trump. Good point, Dave. Very good point. But in any case, see, sometimes the student can teach the teacher. What did this guy ever do to anybody? Obama hates him. Obama wants to stick him in jail. He wants it to be a warning to all of us that if you talk about this country's no good, this country's going to hell, we got to defend the country, they might consider that illegal and you go to jail in a free speech nation where you didn't touch anybody, you didn't do anything. It's sickening. It's just sickening. Obama is a commie thug. And yes, I'm going to tell you again, I had an argument at the beginning of the week, was it, or beginning end of last week, with the great lawyer, Alan Dershowitz. This is reminiscent of Nazi Germany in the 1930s. And I'm also telling you what came later if you let them get away with putting people in jail for free speech and for dissenting with the government and for disagreeing with what the, you know, tyrant in charge has to say and censoring and banning you. Eventually, it leads to concentration camps and re-education camps and people dying. It is like Nazi Germany in the 30s, and it could become like Nazi Germany in the 40s. It certainly is for those offended by Nazi comparisons. And I'm Jewish. I'm not offended by it. I lost relatives in the Holocaust. But if you're offended by it, it's like Stalin and the Soviets and Fidel Castro and communist leaders all over the world who kill anyone who disagrees with them and imprison anyone who disagrees with them. This is leading to terrible things. America won't be America anymore. All right, sponsor of this segment of the show is Score Blue. If you're looking to get the best ED pill of all time, listen to this. Score! That's what I like to say to all my conservative pals. This is how you score. You know, even conservatives and Republicans like to score. So check out Score Blue. It's the new little blue pill from the makers of Viagra, and it's better than the original Viagra. Plus, the cost is insanely low. The original Viagra, $80 or $90 a pill. This is only $5 a pill. Available exclusively for our newest sponsor, the number one rated online ED service in the country, ScoreBlue.com. No one else has permission to sell it, only ScoreBlue.com. So for the best Viagra in the world, at the lowest price in history, go to ScoreBlue.com, use the promo code WAR, at checkout and get 20% off your first order. ScoreBlue.com, because even conservatives like to score. Certainly with your wife and family, right? With your wife, you want to score. We're good people. Only with wives and husbands do we score. So, for people who know about my weekend show, it's noon East Coast time tomorrow, 9 a.m. Pacific, America's Top 10 Countdown on Real America's Voice TV Network. You can find it on all the usual places, Pluto, and you can find it at realamericasvoice.com. You can find it on the America's Voice app. There's 100 ways to watch the show, so go check it out, realamericasvoice.com. Or just go to my website, RootForAmerica.com, at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Click at the top, and boom, you'll be on watching my show. That's the deal. My website, RootForAmerica.com. Love to hear from you. Email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Have yourselves a great weekend in Las Vegas and in Southern California. Be very careful. Be very safe. Stay healthy this weekend. God bless you all.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.